Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another First 30 podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful that you've joined me for this time. One of the most simple and short pieces of scripture also happens to be one of the most powerful pieces of scripture. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, a dad is writing to a son to try to impart great wisdom. It's one of the most familiar passages in the Bible for good reason. It sets forth a life-changing truth that is worthy of our attention. Spending a few minutes hearing this thought and just ponder it, see if you agree with what the scripture says. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Now, if you were to break that down, the first thing that we know is trust in the Lord. Everything starts with trust. In a new environment like you are, in trying to head out and get a quantum leap in life, what we have to do is find those things that we can put full and total trust in. Any real relationship has to start with some level of trust. It's the only way a friendship endures. It's the only way that we really find ourselves into meaningful, purposeful relationships for life. It's the simple reason why an employer hires workers or why workers stay employed. It's all about trust. But this is our trust in an eternal, all-powerful, all-wise, all-loving God. He is worthy of our trust. You see, the trust is important not just because of who God is, but because of the way in which we must trust him with all of our heart. It involves every fiber of your being. That's the kind of trust we can have in a God that is complete, that is unshakable, that is deep, one that has abiding trust. Well, watch this. If you are a Christian already, you trusted God for salvation. You can also trust him for the rest of this semester, every detail. Now, the second part of it says, don't lean on your own understanding. You see, the verse involves a positive, something that you must do, trust. But it also involves a negative, something you must not do. Don't lean on your own understanding. Basically, the verse is telling us that we ought not to be self-reliant. We cannot pursue a course of action, a financial decision, a schedule at college, a relationship with a new sweet mate, or an educational choice simply based on our own understanding. It has to be founded in our trust in God. Self-reliance is a deceptive trap, guys. We begin to take pride in ourselves, our savvy, or our looks, or our intellect, or our spirituality, or our family, whatever it might be. And when we do, it takes away our trust in the Lord. It has become a trust in ourself. The result is pretty dangerous. It's a compromise that will literally ruin your life. The third part of it is, says, instead, acknowledge God. And then the two words that matter most. Instead, acknowledge God, and then listen to the two, in everything. The antidote to this self-reliance is found in the first command of the verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart, which is developed in the next verse, in all your ways acknowledge him. Now, the word acknowledge isn't just a polite tip of the hat to like, hey, you're the God upstairs, I recognize that. That's not what it is. It is not just a few meager words that are grace over your meal or just maybe going to church every now and then. It is allowing God total access, control, and command over all your ways. You know what the result of that is? I mean, you think about it. Will God ruin your life? Will he be a sovereign killjoy? I mean, is he like a massive buzzkill? Will he rob you of fun? The verse ends with a promise. You know what the promise is? And he'll make your path straight. The promise is put in the form of a metaphor. What does it mean to have straight paths? Several things. First, paths lead toward an end, a destination, a goal. So, trusting God wholeheartedly in every area of our life gives us a pure sense of purpose and priority. Secondly, it indicates that there's going to be a clear understanding of where you are going and how you're going to get there. It makes a daily decision making so much easier and a less painful task. You can realize and you can trust in him. He, in turn, is making your path straight. As a result, the way ahead is very apparent and clear. Now watch this. This is the coolest thing. The third straight path suggests that you can be pure morally, mentally, physically, emotionally, you can live a pure life. It suggests a life that has less sinful compromise and more of a wholesome attitude, action, and behavior. That's the kind of life that God promises. It's the kind of life that you can have even in this first semester when everything is new in your world. It all begins with trust, and it involves acknowledging God in every single way. You can do this, guys. You can take control and point your life toward the straight path of God. I'm pulling for you, and I'm praying for you. Bye now.